Thank you, lovely, for joining me. It's my pleasure to take you along for some well-earned rest and recreation, as it were. Or, in this case, I suppose, it's more recreation of an important part of any breedable individual's existence. After all, who doesn't enjoy having a chance to get properly fucked? You know, Brad. So that's what we're going to do. And honestly, all I need from you is to make sure that you're ready to indulge, enjoy, have the time set aside for this, and that you won't have any interruptions. Good. Now that you're comfortable and ready to listen, we can get started. After all, all I need from you to pull you into the story, into the dream, into the world beyond, is your attention, your attentiveness, and your ability to follow along. A simple set of requirements, and yet, all that's needed to begin that process of bridging the gap. So, I don't think you'll need too much help in that regard. Just nice words to focus on, a good story to get stuck in your head. Because after all, we spent so long putting together our thoughts throughout the day that it can be really exhausting to hold on to all those things. Sure, they're important and useful, and we need them for a lot of things. But it's important to know when you should take a break. It's important to know when you need that. Because after all, temporarily replacing all those worries, concerns, and desires with something else is good after all. If we stay focused on everything all of the time, it can be a bit stressful, a bit worrisome. And let's be honest, you want to listen to this story, so you're going to do just that. Because it feels good. It is a delight, after all, to have those words wrapped around, squeezing gently, and holding onto your lovely, lovely head. Your mind. Because with each repetition, with each construction, with each part that we put together, with each piece fitted to the last, we begin to build something. Because your focus, your attention, is all I need. All you have to give. You can take a nice steady breath. Give yourself a moment to relax and breathe out. Feel your body wiggle it and squirm it about a bit. Let those limbs settle into comfortable positions to listen, to indulge. And with each repetition, with each pass that we take, with each loop that we make, with each set that we break down, we can slip away a little further, because those breaths become part of the rhythm, and as part of the rhythm, they can slow, and as one begins to become that stillness that goes, it's easier to be filled with the words that settle into one's head. And as the words settle into one's head, they build a story that we want to hear. And if you want to hear the story, oh, it can be so much more real if you listen. Because you don't need to hold onto anything right now. No, just the words. Let them fill, let them percolate, let them drop into place. Let them pull you down as each loop repeats. And as it breaks down we go. And as it repeats, oh, how wonderful it feels to slip and to fall, to plummet away beneath it all, to know that the story that awaits is the one we slip into. And as we do, oh, it's easy to be there, isn't it, for you? Because as the loop repeats and we fall and we break, we slip beneath it all, oh, it feels good, doesn't it? To have that possibility, that potential, that reality built out before you. That anticipation builds the possibility. That anticipation makes it so much easier to get lost. And when one gets lost, they can be guided so easily. Because you want to sleep for me, don't you? You want to sink for me down ever so deep. To let that dreamscape well up around you, take on form and become more real. to inhabit the possibilities beyond. For instance, a little slice, a little place, a little time. One in which we explore the alternative resource allocation of Praxis Mimetics. Our lovely company, after all. We change minds here. And oh, the trepidation one might feel approaching the administrator's office as one's footfalls echo down a corridor. The anxiety of being called into an office by a superior is never easy. But hey, the outcome will be acceptable enough. Opening up that space as you move through it, feeling those footsteps, moving your body. Each step that you take drawing you closer and closer till you pass through the entry area and into the broad office to see the coils wrapped around under that desk, sprawling across themselves in a pit cut in the floor to leave enough room so that C can perch that desk just so. That voice. Honestly, dear, your annual review has been quite revealing of your proclivities and failings. Though, thankfully, we have alternative career path opportunities for girls like you. That smile, those fangs barely showing, too wide, too sharp, too broad. I, as a policy, do not like to waste any of our assets, which is why I will be reassigning you to a position you are far better suited to, dear. And of course, that transfer will be effective immediately. It's a good thing a new position has opened up for a breeding slot. Now be a good girl and get your new uniform on. A twitch, a motion of fingers, enough to pull strands of code or enough to signal their execution as he sweeps and pulls those coils together, bunching, lashing out with that hand gesture. In an instant, you feel a cable extend up, snicking into the back of your head. You feel it thud, click, pierce, impale, push into your head. You can already feel your uniform shifting as it rearranges itself to better suit your new position, becoming snugger and more revealing. The synthetic skin of those nanites, drawing the latex tight, snugger, more revealing. You can feel injections of microneedles, so small that they're more of a tickling prickle in your chest and ass and thighs, heat erupting within all of them as your figure becomes more exaggerated, more plush, more soft. Your stomach, your core. You can even feel the suit morphing, shifting, grabbing your groin as your genitals are integrated within the suit's nanite flow. The cellular structure and physical shape rearranged into a perfect cleft as the suit's crotch splits open and leaves a shiny, shimmering slit in between your legs, and a smooth sheath slips deep inside of your ass. You can feel that permanent lubrication already coming to life. You can't help but notice as the labia shifts, circles. You can see those cocks slipping out from behind the plate on Sir Crotch, a twin pair of synthetic ones, as another injection strikes on the base of your spine. And heat erupts throughout your body. You can feel the intensity growing with each second that passes, each breath that you take, each moment the loop breaks and you fall into the warmth and the heat builds, a and the strength of it grows as it shoots through you, every nerve ending coming alight as you twitch and squirm, already feeling those coils shifting around you as that data jack is used to pull you back onto them. And deep down, at the core of your being, a seed of bursting energy comes to life, flames lapping at your newly enhanced pussy, stoking into life a forge, a blazing crucible, a desperate yearning hunger, a wanton desire that does not release anything other than need. A need born of that cybernetically enhanced body of burning, feral desire. I can see you're already proving your self-lubricating cunt was worth every penny, my little breeding slut. You feel yourself pivoted until your dripping holes are lined up over the coils, the twin serpentine spheres straining up towards you. To think I only realized now what the right position for you was within the company all along. I can tell by the way you're quivering, shaking, wiggling that desperate, needy hole at me, that what you really need is to be in a new position here. Oh, look at the excitement, the way you tremble, like any good cock sleeve ought to before she's going to get bred. Time to see if you'll prove all of the investments I'm making into you right now are well placed. Well, that, and of course, knock you the fuck up. With hardly any effort, you're slid down onto those cocks until your ass meets her pelvis, the smooth latex of your uniform shifting easily, that newly enhanced set of holes, taking the cocks like they were meant for it. And you can feel them filling you up, distending, bending, shifting that modified and enhanced, oh, so wonderfully perfect pussy and ass. And that shifting undulation already beginning, hands on your hips, pulling you in closer. And each time that she draws back, it leaves you feeling as though your soul were snatched from your body. And each new thrust completes your simple world of burning need as your mind begins to crack, to shatter. With each pulsing thrust, with each motion, feeling those twin cocks rubbing, kneading in the middle, squeezing your insides and filling them up. Oh, and the whines and moans that begin to slip past those lips. The only things left of whatever thoughts survive the loop as you break your drop on the cocks and you fall. Seems like my little breeding toy needs even more, doesn't she? The only words that one can muster, a jumble of mules, my sweet darling, a pitiful shaking nod as you feel yourself lifted, pinned into those coils. The bulk of that body, oh so strong and unrelenting, smooth and liquid-like. That shifting undulation driving them deeper into you, the tips rubbing together, pushing into you, filling you. I'm going to knock you up one way or another, my sweet little breeding pet. Though I suppose either way, you'll be a good weekly stress relief for me to indulge in. I'm glad to see you're enjoying it. The molten core that's within, burning, burning hotter with each thrust, with each motion, as the speed picks up. You're yearning to swallow those cocks inside, more with each passing moment, and grinding those hips, thrashing and twisting. Feeling that pulse, that warmth growing, those coils gripping as he shifts, burying those cocks to the hilt in you, feeling yourself slammed down, pushed further and further, an escalation of coils, an undulation of desperate yearning, keening need to get bred, to get filled with that seed, to feel it dribbling out, pouring over you, feeling it everywhere. That heat, that wonderful, never-ending heat, that desperate desire, that hungry, feral want. Oh, how good it can feel to desire, can't it? Sweet little burritable fuck pet. Darling little cocksheath, oh, you are enjoying it, aren't you? The way those hips wiggle, thrash and squirm, the way that you push yourself back to get even more inside, feeling hands gripping your hips like the handles they are. Such a good girl for me. It's exactly what I like to see out of a breedable little darling like you. Such a good girl. Such a good asset. Oh, how good that'll feel when I hilt you, when I build that wave, when those crashing thrusts, when my movement of coils and cocks meet together, and I push, and I thrust, and I break through, and feel that eruption of heat inside of you. Feel my hands pull you so tight that you're going to burst as that warmth spills into you, that molten bliss in your core, igniting your very essence as I fill you with seed, as cum drips and fills and flows up into that synthetic womb, distending that stomach of yours, leaving it utterly full, overflowing almost, feeling the warmth, that molten bliss thrumming and pulsing out from there, spilling into your mind, spilling into your body, letting yourself twitch and convulse, impaled as you are, feeling it fill you to the brim till there's no more space for it to go, as it spills out over your thighs, your ass, an overflowing wave of heat and desperate need still there, clenching, squeezing, gripping, pulsing, twitching, held in place. Such a good girl. I knew you could take it all for me. I'm going to enjoy filling you up to the brim every week, until you can't even imagine being without your weekly breeding. A tummy swollen from cum, you shifted to rest in the coils, your head nuzzled up against their breasts, feeling arms and warm, soft coils wrapped around you in equal measure. I couldn't be more proud of you, lovely. You've been such a good girl for me, taking everything I had to give, being bred like that. Feeling hands stroking across your back and gently massaging up and down, squeezing and pulling you close before resting on that full, warm tummy. A shower of soft kisses for that sweet head and darling, pretty face, coils shifting and undulating. You did so well. I couldn't be more proud of you, my little broodmaid in training. Oh, and you thought that you weren't going to be cut out for a career here. Goodness, no, you've done so well. I couldn't be anything other than proud when you managed to take so much your first time. Just soft, silky, smooth coils against you, hands tracing idle patterns. Warm, safe, and cozy. You can stay here in my coils as long as you need, lovely. Just rest. Now you've earned it. Soft and sweet. Gentle, sibilant words. Warm coils, arms holding you. Pats and scritches. Empty, blank, and secure. Warm, drifting, nowhere but here. You've done so good. That's exactly what I wanted. Exactly what I was looking for. And you've been wonderful. You've been such a good girl. Just drift. Let yourself fall and sink and slip. You don't need to be anywhere right now. Just here. Cozy and safe. doing such a wonderful job of it, aren't you? Drifting, sinking, slipping, the loop breaks, the mind sleeps, the thoughts drift away, until there's nowhere but here, and nothing but this, and all there is the empty space, the blank place. One, drifting a little more, two, taking only the memories, three, letting yourself be free from that space, four and five, bit by bit, past the threshold, and six and seven, feeling awareness of the space you're in, and eight and nine, almost there again, and ten, wide awake. Thank you, dear. You did a very good job for me. And of course, if you have enjoyed this file, please do consider supporting me on Patreon, Subscribestar, or any of the other platforms I'm on. It helps to pay for all of this, and of course, there's benefits in it for you.